Now, five pipe bombs were discovered by the Army Bomb Disposal Team in Edenderry last night. And for more on this, we're joined by Gerard Keegan, Deputy Editor of the Tullamore Tribune. Gerard Keegan, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Anya.
How were these devices discovered, Gerard?
Well, the Gardaí put in a request to the Army Bomb Disposal Team to come out and investigate these suspect devices. The Gardaí aren't saying why they put the request in or what the what information they obtained, but they were found at a bungalow which is located quite close to a car dealership. It's about a mile from the centre of Edenderry town on the Dublin Road, and the neighbours just said they heard some commotion and they saw some vehicles arriving at the house, which apparently is occupied by only one person, and we don't know if that person was in the house last night, and there doesn't appear to be anybody there today, and it's located right next door to a house which is unoccupied and which is has a commercial premises beside it which is for sale, and the Army Bomb Disposal Team spent about 2 hours examining these devices and confirmed that they were pipe bombs. It's not unusual for what are called IEDs, improvised explosive devices, to be found in various places, and a pipe bomb is a particular type of IED.
Right, and this was all between 9 and 11 o'clock last night. In terms of reaction in the area, a warning from An Garda Síochána to members of the public about suspicious items, is that right?
Yeah, the Army Bomb Disposal Team, in fact, say that if you come across a suspicious device, you should maintain a safe distance from it and inform the Gardaí. And the Gardaí act, the Army Bomb Disposal Team then arrive and act fairly quickly. They last night they set up a cordon around the house where they found the suspect devices, and they said they had to evacuate a couple of nearby premises. Now, one neighbour I spoke to said that he wasn't asked to leave his home, but he did hear the noise, and then he heard this morning about what had been going on a few doors down from him.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for joining us with that. Gerard Keegan there, Deputy Editor of the Tullamore Tribune.